Hello everyone and welcome to the Lost Skills Podcast. You might notice that the audio is a little different than normal. That's because I'm recording with my MP3 player in my truck at work. And I thought this would be a good way to kind of get you guys a little extra content, and I could use a little bit of my spare time before I have to go to my job. So today I want to talk about solar dehydrators a little bit. Now there's a good way you can make a solar dehydrator, which is basically I've seen people where they take like expanded metal racks or like old racks out of ovens and stuff, and they just put the racks right inside their car when it's hot out and they leave the windows cracked open. And that's a version of a solar dehydrator. But that's not really the solar dehydrator I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the one that's actually just like a little box that has like a solar cooker attached to it. And basically what it is it's built like an oven. And then on the one side, it sits up on a platform. And then on one side, there's a solar hot air collector with probably, you know, you could use like a computer fan or something like that to circulate the air. Or you could just let natural convection take its course. But a 12-volt computer fan is realistically cheap, and you could just actually hook it to a car battery and just kind of let it go and just move the air a little bit, you know. Don't have to be a whole lot of air moving. And then you could pipe a return back down to the beginning of the solar collector, and that way you'll get a little bit of gain when you're heating your air, because it'll all be ready be a little warmer. But if you do that, the convection part probably won't work as well, but you could try it. I've never actually tried to do that. And this year I do plan on getting around to maybe building myself a solar dehydrator and having it set up outside by my garage. Now basically what you need to make the collector itself is a sheet of plywood and a big piece of glass, like an old patio door or something like that. And then inside you just want to take some plywood strips and make some baffles so that the air has to kind of slow down as it goes up through the collector. Then you paint everything black and you put the glass door on the outside and you seal everything tight with caulk, and you have an inlet for the air on the bottom and an outlet that goes into your solar dehydrator in the top. Now everything that has a hole in it, you want to make sure that you have a piece of screen on it, because you don't want flies or other nasty, creepy crawlies getting in there and messing around with your food when you got it in your dehydrator. Now the basic construction of the top of the box would basically just be like a square box with a hinged door on one side, and you could probably paint the box black if you really wanted to. But you have your inlet from your collector come into the bottom, and you could just have your exhaust come out through the top. Or, like I said before, you can run it through a hose, like a dryer vent, the flexible stuff, and run it back to your inlet, and you could just keep recycling that air. Now, you want the door, and then on the inside, basically just a box, and all you got to do is screw some pieces of 2x4 or something to the inside of the box, and just make different levels for different racks that you can put inside there. So you're going to want to size this to whatever size racks you can scrounge. And you can scrounge those kind of racks. You could go to like a scrap metal yard, and a lot of times they have old ovens sitting there, and you could just pull the racks out. I think you pay 20 cents a pound, and them things don't weigh nothing. Now I think somewhere like in the southern states and stuff, a solar dehydrator would be a much better item to be used down there than up in the northern climates. I mean, in the summertime here, we do get a lot of hours of daylight and stuff. But like in the wintertime, it would be hard to use something like this. So if you wanted to dehydrate year-round, you'd also have to have a regular dehydrator. Another disadvantage is that you need warm, sunny days. So if you're somewhere where it rains a lot, like out in Oregon or somewhere like there, you know, you're not going to get a lot of rainy days certain times of the year, so then you could use it, but then you'll get a lot of rainy days, so you might still want to have just a regular conventional backup. But if you're somewhere where the sun shines and stuff and there's low humidity, like maybe the Southwest or something, one of these would be really good for you, and you could probably use it almost all the time. But another thing is, you know, if you have a 100% humidity day, it would take a lot longer for your meat and stuff to dry out, or your fruits or whatever you're going to use. It'd take a long time for it to dry out, because it would take a long time just because there's so much humidity in there. So when there's times of lower humidity, that would be better. Now, with that being said, it's a really cheap alternative. You don't use electricity. And if you do, you know, you get it like a 12-volt fan or whatever, and you can hook like a computer fan, I think, like I said earlier, up to a battery. And God, that, who knows how long a car battery would run with just one of them little computer fans running it. Now, you could also get them little computer fans that are 110, and I don't think they would draw even probably a part of an amp. So you'd have a lot of use of the fan for not a lot of money in your electricity. So that might be also something to think of. But like I said, this is something you could build with scrounge materials, and it could be a very effective drying tool. And I know there are a lot of other ways that you can make like a solar dehydrator, but I really can't think of them off the top of my head. Like I said, I'm sitting in my truck before work. I always have like 10 minutes or something, so I figured I'd try using my MP3 player and see how this would work out, and if it does, maybe you'll get an extra show or two sometime during the week. Oh, before I forget, I also wanted to tell you that when you do set up a solar dehydrator, you have to have good southern exposure so that, you know, you can get the full effects of the sun. And I can't think of what angle you would need. You probably need like a 30 to 45 degree angle to the sun, I'm thinking, to get the optimum solar exposure to your panel. But like I said before, you could build this pretty much out of scrap lumber, and you could go to somewhere like Walmart or any other discount store, and you could buy them spray paint cans, the ones that are like a dollar or 99 cents or whatever, and you could just get the cheap black, and you could just spray the inside of the whole collector part black, and that'll do plenty good for you to build your collector. Another thing I also just thought off the top of my head for the collectors is you could buy like them clear corrugated roofing panels, and you could probably use that as part of the solar collector. I'm sure that would be clear enough to let you have good exposure to the sun and everything. But like I said, this is pretty much something I just done without notes, and I just kind of looked at it, and maybe later on I'll actually draw up some notes and do a proper podcast on this. But this is just kind of something that I've been wanting to try out and see how it works, and we'll see if it turns out. Who knows, I might be recording this for nothing. So with that being said, we'll just move on to our next subject. Our next subject is how to build your own solar hot water collector. I don't know about you guys, but I'm sure most of you have taken a garden hose that's laid out in the yard and then turned it on, and the water comes out, you know, so hot that it almost burns your hand. And that's like either a green or a gray garden hose. So that you could see that there is quite a potential for some hot water gains right there. And there are many different ways you can do this. There are people that actually heat all their hot water with solar heat because they're in a perfect climate. Well, I'm not exactly in a perfect climate, and I heat my water a different way. But here are some ideas for you to heat your hot water and to save a bunch of money when you're doing it. The first suggestion would be to make a preheater for your hot water heater. You can do that by simply taking a bunch of tubing and putting it up on your roof of your house on the southern facing side of your roof, and have it just coil back and forth on the black shingles, And then as you use water, the cold water goes up and onto the roof, and then the hot water goes back down and into your hot water heater. And that's about the simplest way I could describe this device. The next thing you can do is actually build yourself a solar hot water collector, which I've seen it done many different ways. I've seen it where people have took coils of copper and they put it inside of a wooden box. It's painted all black inside with a glass front, or maybe two glass sides. And that works pretty well from what I've seen. I saw one the other day that a guy made, and it was all copper piping. And then he took and put the aluminum fins on the copper piping, and he painted it black. And then he put it behind a piece of glass. And this thing was a pretty good size collector. It must have been, I don't know, probably 8 feet by 10 feet or something like that. It was a good size collector, and he probably heated all of his hot water with that. So why would you want to heat with hot water? Well, there are a lot of different reasons you might want to heat with hot water. First reason is maybe you want to heat your hot water for your hot water tank, like I said before. Or maybe you want to actually use it to do some supplemental heating, like inside of a garage or something like that. Now, this idea would work pretty well. If you had a southern-facing wall or roof on your garage, you could put a bunch of solar hot water collectors up on the roof, and you can pump it down into the building through either registers or like maybe a hot water Modine or something like that. It's not really anything that's really super hard to do. I mean, you can build this out of basically scrap materials, just like the solar dehydrator I talked before. You know, if you know somebody's getting rid of a sliding patio door, there's all of the glass you're probably going to need. You can make a pretty good size collector with them two panes of glass out of that door. And if it's a double pane glass and it's insulate, that insulates it, and that's even better because it helps keep the heat in. So let's talk about how I would personally construct a hot water heater to this type. Well, what I think I would do is I would take and do like the guy I seen did with the copper pipe and all the tabs and do it that way. You know, as long as the guy has the money. If you don't have the money, you know, maybe a simple coil of PEX tubing that's painted black inside of a box that's painted black on the inside with a patio door on the front for a collector is the best the guy can do, and that'll work pretty good. That goes right back to the garden hose principle. So I don't know, me being as cheap as I am, I might actually go that route. I think you get a thing of PEX tubing for $50, and if you built a collector like I was talking about with the copper and fins and stuff, I think it's somewhere upwards of $1,000 for all the materials and all that to get it built. So I would probably go the low buck route, even though it might not be the most efficient. Now what you could do with your hot water is there are a lot of different things you could do with solar hot water. You can, like I said, heat your hot water tank or heat your garage. And to heat your garage, all you would need is maybe a couple of registers or even a small hot water Modine and just a water pump and a thermostat that goes on and off depending on what the water temperature is inside your collector. And actually, you could set it probably to the air temperature of the inside of the collector, because your heat on the outside will probably be the same as what your water is going to be on the inside, although it might be a little warmer inside the pipe. Now, all in all, when I finish up the podcast here, I just want to say that using a solar energy for a food dehydrator or to heat hot water or to heat your home is a very good use of green energy, and it's a good thing to help with the environment. Not that I really buy into the whole government thinks we should be green thing, but it is something that you could do to help the environment, save a little energy, put a little money in your pocket. I mean, you know, that's why people do most green things anyway. They just want to put the money back in their pocket, not necessarily because it makes them greener than they have to be or anything like that. It's in the end, it's all about saving money. And I would just like to say is I do look forward to building a solar dehydrator one of these days, and I'm sure it'll serve me well, and when the days are overcast and stuff, I can still use my regular electric one. But with that being said, I'm going to end the show right here. And this is Jeff Radke signing off. And until next time, keep your stick on the ice.